If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden and you are listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. Coming up, a tribute to the late EDM musician Avicii to raise awareness about young people's mental health. But first, more on that huge Twitch hack. The massive breach saw 125 gigabytes of data leaked onto the internet, from super-sensitive source code to financial info about streamer earnings. But there's one word that keeps popping up in these files, and that's pizza. But why? Well, Vice's motherboard has done some excellent digging and found this is the Amazon-owned gaming platform's codename for its investigation into another major hack in 2014, which left staff pretty much rebuilding the entire Twitch mainframe. And during 20-hour shifts to fix the problem, they were eating a lot of delivery pizza, hence a lot of cryptic references in these latest files about the security cleanup to urgent pizza, remove pizza, and a pizza thing. So now you know. Next, NASA's latest asteroid mission, aimed at studying the rocks around Jupiter, is due to launch on Saturday, strapped to an Atlas V-401 rocket. In April 2025, the spacecraft is due to fly by one asteroid in the solar system's main belt, followed by seven Trojan asteroids, starting in August 2027. Its path will circle back to Earth three times for gravity assists, which will make it the first spacecraft ever to return to our planet's vicinity from the outer solar system. Staying with space, and what is the impact of the billionaire space race on carbon emissions? Geographer Dr. Eloise Murray from University College London has been looking at the risks.
Our results are preliminary, but we're seeing that it has the potential to undermine the progress that's been achieved with the Montreal Protocol in addressing the ozone hole that's established as a result of chlorofluorocarbons. And we're also seeing a lot of black carbon or soot being released from the Virgin Galactic space plane that has the potential to have a large impact on climate, to contribute to warming.
So what needs to be done to help keep our skies clean?
Environmental regulation certainly needs to be established, and it would have to be international. That would mitigate the impact of the most harmful kinds of fuels on the atmosphere. We could potentially have regulation that could essentially target the kind of tailpipe or rocket exhaust emissions that are produced from very harmful fuel.
Dr. Murray was speaking to Rochelle Travers on the Evening Standard's The Leader podcast. Staying with the environment, and a study has found the world's richest 20 countries belched increasingly more carbon emissions into the air over the last year. And worryingly, the Climate Transparency Report forecasts CO2 emissions to increase by 4% across the G20 group of countries over the next year. It comes after a 6% drop in 2020 amid pandemic lockdowns, but now China, India and Argentina are expected to pollute more than before COVID. And why is this pollution still spiking? The report's authors say it's due to the ongoing use of fossil fuels, which keep pushing up Earth's temperatures. These are the bells of the Dom Tower in Utrecht in the Netherlands, ringing Avicii songs after his death in 2018, with the sound captured by Reddit user Bafkonain. Now, the late EDM musician's father has announced a concert to be held in his honour to highlight young people's mental health, something Avicii, whose real name was Tim Bergling, struggled with before his death, aged just 28 years old. The tribute concert is organised by the Tim Bergling Foundation, founded by Avicii's father, Klaas. It's called Together for a Better Day, and it will be held on the 1st of December at the Avicii Arena in his native Stockholm, Sweden. We'll be back in a minute. Coming up, US soldiers are set to wear AR on the battlefield, but will this new kit be tough enough? Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. US soldiers are set to wear Microsoft's augmented reality goggles that allow digital artifacts to be overlaid on the real world. While there's a delay to the deal, the US Army says it's still on track, with the $22 billion contract with the first glasses expected to ship in 2022. The Pentagon's Inspector General is looking at whether the glasses meet user needs, and presumably that's military speak for will they get broken in gunfights. The system includes sensors that provide a heads-up display for soldiers to fight, rehearse, and train for battle scenarios and lock onto targets. And finally, picture the scene, you've finally managed to get off and are enjoying a lovely sleep, then a meteorite comes crashing through your ceiling and onto your bed. That's exactly what happened to Ruth Hamilton after a meteorite shower in Western Canada's Rocky Mountains. And quite understandably, she said she's never been so scared. Luckily, the lump of space rock the size of her fist narrowly missed Hamilton as it slammed into her pillow. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom here in London. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.